And today we contemplate one of the aspects, we could say one of the chapters of the story of Christmas, one that is very popular, very famous, the adventure of the Magi, that, as we heard, came from the east. We don't know exactly from where, but they came from afar. They were following a star, and then they found this baby. And they were able to recognize that that baby, that exteriorly had nothing different than any other baby, was the Christ. And this story that is so well known, so popular, so colorful, we could even say, we need to remember that just as the whole story of Christmas is not just a story, but the story of some events that actually happened. And although many of the details of this story are really unknown to us, in what we know for certain, we can find great reasons to truly celebrate today this important day. Because that is very frequently our risk, to know that, okay, today is the Epiphany, next Sunday is Baptism of the Lord, etc. Nothing against it, but not necessarily to connect with the importance of these days for our actual lives. And therefore, not necessarily to celebrate. But we should celebrate. There are reasons. So let us try to enter into the mystery that we remember today, but let us try to celebrate the Epiphany and what it means for us. The main idea of the Epiphany, the main reason for our celebration, is that God's love and that His plan of salvation was shown, was manifested today to all peoples. We heard that very clearly in today's readings. All nations will adore you. And then we heard in a second reading about that mystery that was revealed at some point in history, not before. That mystery that we know, Jesus, Jesus in us, that is the hope for glory. So in other words, the fact that God's love, God's salvation is universal, not just for Israel, but for everyone. Now that was an incredible surprise for many people, not something that they were expecting. Many people, most people were expecting the Messiah to come to save Israel, but not all nations. So that was a surprise and a big revelation. Probably for us, when we hear again the fact that God's salvation is universal, probably that's not particularly moving. Not that we have anything against it, but we know that. Is there anything particularly telling about that? And there might be a different way, or along with that, another way of understanding this universal character of Christ's love and salvation. God's love, His salvation, is universal, not only in the sense that it is offered to everyone, but also in the sense that it changes everything in our lives. In other words, there is nothing in our past that cannot be healed by Christ. There is no problem, as big as it feels, as it is, no problem, no sin that we cannot overcome with Christ. And this is the gospel, good news. This is why God became man. Again, we hear about the incarnation, God became man, and we're fine with that. But are we moved by the truth that God wanted to help us, not only as in sending some external help, some medicine, so to speak, but becoming one of us and heal our wounds, feeling how they feel? God's solidarity. When we say that God is with us, that God walks with us, that is the truth that should transform our lives, our daily lives, everything, absolutely everything. There is nothing that escapes God's power. Even the bad things in our lives, those things can be transformed into occasions of forgiveness, occasions of love, of generosity. Just think about humanity. Many people have problems to believe in God because there is evil. And evil is evil. Evil is bad. And yet, when do we see the best of humanity? When someone has to sacrifice his or her life, let's say, for someone else. And then we participate in some way in the mystery of evil, let's say in a war. When do we find heroes? When we have to confront the mystery of evil and find that there is something greater. Well, God offers that possibility for us. Everything can be transformed into an occasion of loving, of forgiving, of being generous, of heroic love. And so God walks with us. That is a truth. He suffers with our sufferings. He knows what we feel. And he rejoices with our joys because he knows he has a human heart. He knows exactly what is going on in our own human hearts. If we believe that this is true, then we will find a kind of joy that is different than anything we can find in the world. But we need to believe. We need faith. We heard that the Magi followed a star. And to do that, you need faith. They are examples of believing, of trusting that there is something more. And they followed a star, and then they found this baby. But they had to believe that that baby was the king, was the Christ. And they rejoiced. The gospel tells us a very small but revealing detail today. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. That's a big word. They were overjoyed. But if we pay careful attention to the original text of the gospel and we translate very literally, word by word, we would have to say that they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And this sounds so redundant, even clumsy, but this is trying to express what our words cannot express, that there is a joy that we can only encounter in Christ that moves us to rejoice exceedingly with great joy, the joy of knowing that God is faithful to his promises, that he will fulfill all his promises in our lives, the joy of knowing that God can heal everyone, can forgive every sin. Not that God will magically create a fake life in which everything is easy, where we don't have problems or challenges. That does not exist. That has never been promised. But what Christ offers is a life that even when we experience difficulties and challenges and temptations and weaknesses, we can find a strength that we don't have. We can find a meaning that is absent in those evil situations. We can find a love that can transfigure absolutely everything. And that is good news. That should really move us, if we believe it, to rejoice and to truly rejoice because God is good and he finds many ways of showing us, of revealing his love to us. And one of the ways, not the only one, but one of the beautiful and important ways in which God reveals his love to us is our parish community. Today is January 3rd. And in the calendar, in the liturgical calendar, today is the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. Because it falls on a Sunday, then the prayers that we're doing, the Mass that we are celebrating, is a Mass of the Epiphany. But in terms of the date, January 3rd, is a Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, and therefore today is our patronal feast. And just as when we celebrate our birthday, we think about our life, and not perfect, but a gift from God, and we give thanks for our lives. So today we should think about the gift of our parish, and we should give thanks for what we receive here about it. Then we realize that, again, not the only place, but the most important place probably for most of us, this is a place where we celebrate the sacraments, and we do the most important action that we can do, and we see God in his real presence. This is a place where we learn more about our faith and hopefully grow in that faith and grow in that love. This is a place where we have found some friends that have become a very dear and important part of our lives, and that hopefully will remain a very important part of our lives. This is a place where we try to do good things and help others, those who suffer, those who do not know Christ. And so it is right and just to rejoice for the gift of our parish community and to give thanks to God. It is a gift. It is not perfect. Of course, no human group, no human institution is perfect. But it is a wonderful gift from God. And we know that many times we get used to God's gifts, especially those gifts that are part of our daily lives. We know that happens in our families. That happens with our friends or our co-workers. We see them every day, and sometimes we forget to appreciate what they are, the precious gift they are for us. Same with our parish. We may get used to it, but it is a wonderful gift, and I would say really, not that it is better than others, but it is a very special and a very good community, and we can all give testimony to that and share different things that we have found here that make this parish community very special, very vibrant, alive, willing to do more, to learn more, to share more, to do things. That is a great gift. Some people have been part that are here at Mass of Holy Name for many years. Some parishioners did not even choose to be part of Holy Name. They were baptized here and have remained here for many years. Some, and probably most of you, at some point decided to become part of this parish. So you chose. But we need to believe that ultimately, those who have been here forever and those who have decided to become intentionally part of this community, we need to believe that ultimately it is God Himself who has chosen us personally to become part of this family. And that is because God has good and wonderful plans for all of us personally, for what we can find here, the comfort, the support, the prayers, and the help. But also, God has great plans for what we can do together. And we have seen some wonderful fruits of that work. Today, then, we have the opportunity to rejoice and to give thanks because God really provides with what we need. And we have a wonderful way of seeing that love come into our lives in a very, very concrete and tangible way. Let us try to renew our faith. As we heard in the example of the Magi, if we believe that God really comes to save everyone and everything, then we will rejoice, and we will rejoice exceedingly with great joy. And when we see that that love is active and comes to us through our parish community, then we should give thanks, because God is good and faithful. So let us rejoice, let us give thanks, let us celebrate, and let us renew our commitment to be good and to be proactive and generous in responding to this wonderful gift and treasure that we receive from God.